which is, you know, it's about people's economics, and that's, I mean, that's why I think that it's quite dangerous. If you go down the route of saying yes, our capitalism is more awful, then you are opening the doors to a far more radical agenda. And I think that's quite interesting to see what's happening in other places where they took crap that formula of left-wing patriotism. You see it in Ireland. You know, Bernie Sanders may well be Trump, a run with his money. And
This is wrong on two levels. First of all, people voted out of values. So we won not out of economics, but out of values in the last election. And the Brexit vote was driven by values and the notions of threatening majorities. And also, you couldn't have a better candidate for a Conservative than Jeremy Corbyn. I mean, you know, he was Heineken. So the point is the, and also the idea, kind of, this is the wrong sort of conservatism. Let's just defend what we have, even though it doesn't deliver what we believe in. I mean, this is completely incoherent. If we have a form of capitalism that delivers monopoly, and you'll say we must defend that because the alternative is worse, people vote for the alternative, whatever it's going. But that's in effect
with capitalism creates
no, no, there's been no interference with capitalism when we have massive monopolies, that's the point. And unless you can see that, then you will end up opening the door for radicals. The way to close the door on radicals is be radical yourself with a proper conservative aim, which is a genuinely free market. I'm a free marketeer, I've always been a free marketeer. And my greatest enemies are the defenders of monopolies, who are all libertarians who say whatever is fabulous, which is nuts, because nobody ever argued that, at least of all Hayek.
Well,
Show me one piece of evidence. Where has a libertarian produced an anti-monopoly bit of legislation? Well,